This year, Arts Week has gotten artists and musicians from IU and the community into area schools to collaborate with students in a hands-on way. One of this year's flagship events is TAG, an installation created by Edgewood High School students in Ellettsville in tandem with community artist Joe LaMantilla. In January, students in Brian Talbert's 2D art class and Angela O'Malley's 3D class work with LaMantilla to create the design that will temporarily adorn the facade of the Twin Lakes Recreation Center in Bloomington's west side. WFIU's Yael Cassander visited the art classes during the final throes of production.
It's difficult for anybody, really, even myself sometimes, to grasp what it's going to look like when it's up or when we actually install it.
As if seeing a large-scale collaborative art project through from conception to installation isn't daunting enough, Joe LaMantilla has been dealing with the added challenge of trying to mount his piece on the outside of a building in Indiana in January.
As soon as this weather gives me a break to get it out there and up, I'll put it up because we're just about done. But this week just looks terrible in terms of weather. Well, it's winter, but we've been really hammered this year.
If it's hard for Joe, who's coordinated many large-scale art projects over the years, to picture the finished product, imagine how abstract it must seem for the high school students involved, several of whom are working in Angela O'Malley's 3D art class at Edgewood High School on this dreary January afternoon.
We're coloring the magnets, basically, that are going on the sportsplex with color contact paper.
You put the color on top, and then you can cut around the edges if you need to.
All right, so these are not just prototypes. These are the actual pieces you're going to be mounting up there?
I think so, yeah. There's the main pieces, and then there was the leftover pieces from that, and they didn't really want to waste it, so we're making more abstract pieces, and I think they're going to be, like, organized in a design around, like, the main focus of it.
And so while you're doing this, are you looking at a big picture of the whole thing or of what the finished thing is supposed to be looking like?
I don't really know.
It's easy to lose sight of the whole in a project of this scope, involving students in two different classes at various points along the creative process, from design to installation. Maintaining their continuous interest, however, wasn't Joe's initial mission.
My intention was to get them to participate. You know, they could develop each little segment as simply or as complex as they wanted to. It was up to them to make that choice.
In proposing the project to the students, Joe kept the parameters broad.
The concept here was to involve the students in coming up with designs that would reflect the disciplines that they deal with every day in school. Math, science, social studies. I also explained at the same time that the artwork was going to be put on sheet magnet material that was going to be put on the Twin Lakes Recreational Center. I left it vague like that so that they could try to work with symbols, talk amongst themselves about what math is, what science is.
I don't know, he just asked, so we start doing some drawings about school subjects and just got some basic ideas about what we should actually put up on the wall, you know.
T.J. Price is the student who eventually drafted the three icons that were chosen for the facade design. It took some brainstorming to get to the three final choices.
We came out with having about 10 things. We narrowed them down to three.
What were some of the other also-rans?
Oh, right. We had rockets. They really wanted to have Einstein's face.
In the end, the three symbols chosen were the pencil, the mathematical compass, and the double helix structure of DNA. The symbols were arranged around the large octagonal window on the facade of the rec center, with the leftover materials forming a galaxy of numbers, musical notes, and geometric shapes around the primary motifs. The magnetic mosaic is called TAG.
Because in some sense I'm tagging that building. Not necessarily with graffiti, but I'm doing it with art. It's parallel in a sense. You're making a mark, but this mark, what I like about it is I can take it off, and I can reuse it, reshuffle it, and put it somewhere else.
The thematic kinship between the process of creating a site-specific design from limited materials and TAG's science-based iconography wasn't lost on TJ, the student who drafted the symbols.
Somebody had to conceptualize, you know, what an atom looks like, and the DNA too, you know. There's so many different models, and that uses art in a way because you have to sit there and design what it looks like for people to understand. Like mm-hmm. taking something that nobody's ever seen before and blowing it up to, you know, what you can actually see.
The fact that many people in the community will actually see the results of the students' long process is one of the project's key benefits, according to Edgewood art teacher Angela O'Malley.
Anytime that high school students have a chance to create something concrete and visible to the community at large is good for both them and certainly for the community. I think that students in general tend to think of themselves as powerless, that they are simply cogs in a large machine. And so anything that lets them know that they can do things that matter and break out of the machine are very positive.
Ultimately, some students manage to see the process all the way through, from brainstorming sessions to installation, while others only spend a few class periods cutting contact paper. But no matter how engaged a student was, Joe believes that merely participating in a project that will take on a life of its own in the public sphere can provide the connection that we all seek. It's why he identifies himself as a collaborative artist.
When I was in Boston, I was working as an installer of art shows and stuff, and I was part of that process. And when the show came up and people came to it, I felt so attached to doing that. I felt such a sense of pride. So I know that influenced me in carving out the sort of art that I do, to have that sense of people participating, and when they see it, yes, I'm part of that. And it doesn't really matter how much, just the fact that you were there when it was done and you were part of it. Maybe that's all we can do as human beings is, you know, be part of something instead of being, you know, separate.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Photos of TAG as it was being created and installed can be found at wfiu.org/arts.